What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast today. Yes, this is live, and I'm just going to give you the date. Today is June, what is today? June 12th, 2021. Monday is Flag Day. Always a great day to take time off on Monday, Flag Day. Anyway, just letting you know, I always go to the new callers first, and I'm going to get to as many of you as I can in the broadcast, but it's only fair to the people that have never called into the program before that they get to ask a question first. So just to let you all know, I keep track of your phone numbers to see how many times you've called in. So I always like to go to the new callers first. So I'm going to go to area code 509. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Erica, but I'm not a new caller. I've spoken
with
you.
That's all right.
Like,
I haven't heard
ago.
From you in a while.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's up to you if you want to have me.
That's okay. I haven't heard from you in a while. What's your question for me today?
I had a question regarding my mom. Yesterday, somebody burglarized her car at work.
Oh, man. That's the worst.
Yeah. She was at work, and they broke into her window and took her lunch bag, which had, like, bills from, like, Kohl's and, like, Pacific Power and stuff like that. I just wanted to know if it was, like, a random act or if it was, like, something personal, like trying to send a message.
No, it was random. And I want to tell you why I know that. What it say? Okay, first of all, it was a karmic lesson to tell her to be way more aware of what she's doing. Okay, so you guys have to know something. I have a lipstick, and there's a point to this story. I have a lipstick that I like that is at Dollar Tree. You know, the Dollar Tree store.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dollar, right?
Yeah.
And this particular
mm-hmm.
lipstick is called Frozen Berries. All right, and it's a apparently, I'm not the only one that likes it, because whenever I go in there, I really have to search through all the lipsticks to find it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I go in there for that one lipstick. So I went in there. This was about a month ago. I went in there, and I got my Frozen Berries, all right? Paid my $1.08 for it, came back out, and the car next to me had the car was fine when I went in. I was in the store maybe 5 minutes at most, maybe 10. I came out, and the window was smashed in the car next to me,
oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they pulled out the radio. What I'm telling you is that the act that happened to your mom was basically an opportunist looking for something, looking for anything that, and it could be that the lunch bag, they were looking for food. You see what I mean? So the lesson for your mom is to be way more aware, and you know, best thing you can do when you drive around in your car is leave nothing on the seats at all, because when people look into your car and they don't see anything, then they're usually going to bypass your car. But but I get this as it was random. It wasn't targeted. I would highly recommend that she jumps on, you know, the three credit reporting bureaus and let them know that they're, that her information has been compromised and freeze her credit report.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I would recommend. But this doesn't say that this was targeted at all. But can I actually tell you something about you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because what it's saying for you, Erica, is that there is some sort of new project or job opportunity that's going to be presented to you in August, that it's going to require a total commitment from you. And when it presents itself, so it could be a project at your current job, it could be a brand new job, but what it's saying is that this particular project's going to benefit you in a long-term way, and I just want you to be all in for it.
Mm-hmm. Mona, very quickly, I got this really nice, he's 5 pounds, his mom is a toy poodle, and he's a Maltipoo, and he's a red color for my grandpa's 80th, which he just turned 80 in June 1st. And to my surprise, he declined the little puppy. And now, like, all of a sudden, I became a mom to this puppy. But
right.
Maybe kind of tied down, you know, how can you have a puppy at home when you have to be so committed to a new job, like you're saying? But that was just shocking that he, you know, he's the cutest little red puppy ever.
Okay, sweetheart, and, when people get older, they don't want to be responsible. In a lot of ways, they don't, and I'm totally being a stereotypical person here. When
mm-hmm.
people get older, they don't want to be responsible for anybody more than themselves,
mm-hmm.
especially if your 80-year-old is not connected to somebody else. In other words, if
mm-hmm.
they're not living with someone, if they're not married, there's that's a too big of a love obligation for them. So the
mm-hmm.
the fact that he was smart enough to turn it down, that he's just not willing to take care of it, he doesn't want to fall in love with it. Seriously,
mm-hmm.
that's the problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
It sounds to me that if you're having some issues with raising this puppy yourself, then it may be time for you to be incredibly honest with whoever you got it from and either return it or see if somebody else can adopt it for free.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of family members that want him and are willing to pay me back whatever I paid.
Okay,
so.
I totally support the idea of you passing that little puppy along to a family member that is totally in love with the dog. So,
mm-hmm.
all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank
nice
you.
Hearing from you.
Yeah.
See you later.
You too. Bye.
Okay. All right.
Have
bye.
A good day.
You too. All right. I've got somebody here from the. I'm going to go to area code 443. Hello, 443. Who's this?
My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. What's your question for me today?
My question is, what reading am I supposed to get today? What message?
So
I feel
that's
like there's a message
a very,
for me.
Sweetheart, that's a very global reason to call me. And while
okay,
I,
then I'll
while
give you
I
a,
think that's,
I'll give you
I need a
specific, more
specific question.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I, career change. Do you
Got
see
it.
Anything?
Actually, yeah, you know, you, Suzanne, you've got these really amazing cards here. So, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and when I do
mm-hmm.
a reading for someone here on the radio, on my little podcast, I draw 5 cards for you. What is so
okay.
absolutely amazing about your cards is 4 out of the 5 cards are huge, major cards, all right? And every single
okay.
one of them talk about the universe rewarding you and you being brave enough to actually accept the award or reward. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
so what it's saying here is that, yeah, you, and when I could, when you say, I think the universe has a message for me, you're totally correct. Because what it's saying is that over the next 5 months, it would be about you preparing yourself for the opportunity being presented to you, and that your skill set actually applies to more than one industry. It's you taking your happiness seriously and seeing where your skill set applies to more than one area, all right? But I have to tell you, this first card in traditional tarot is called Justice. In my deck, it's called Breakthrough. What it literally means is that a door flying wide open for you. The next card talks about it's your five-year potential. So when you start looking at your life as though you're living where you want to be 5 years from now, and the decision that you make today is where you're going to be 5 years from now. In other words, you look back on today and you go, oh, well, the decision I made on June 12th, 2021, actually set things in motion for me to be where I am today. That's how you look at today, all right? The next card talks about your skill set applying to more than one industry and that there's more than one person or energy willing to help you. And then the next card talks about, and this is my favorite card in the whole deck, which is called the Fool. It is your spirit's choice to be in this lifetime in the first place, that you couldn't wait to be here in this lifetime. You didn't care who your parents were. You didn't care how you were raised. Your spirit knew that you were supposed to be here in this lifetime. And so then the next card represents you, about you taking your happiness seriously. So when you say that you know the universe has a message for you, you're absolutely correct. That's your own intuitive ability going, something really amazing good is about to happen for me. That's exactly the vibration to sit in. Something amazing and fabulous is about to happen for me. All I have to do is prepare for it. So whatever preparing means to you, I don't know, teeth whitening, a few pounds, getting in better shape, eating better, whatever it is, whatever you're going to do right this second sets the energy in motion for a big door to fly wide open for you. And again, it's about you talking about the things you want. When you say out loud what you want, the universe hears it.
Okay.
So that's huge stuff. How'd you find my program?
Blog Talk Radio.
You just, what was coming up live and you just jumped on?
Yep.
Awesomeness. All right, Suzanne.
Yeah.
You're going to kick butt and take names according to your cards.
Well, I'm glad.
All right.
I can't wait
for
the door
to
fly open. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... going to go to area code 229. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hey, Ms. Mona. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question for me today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see, do you see an improvement in my health? I've been going to dialysis. I just got on dialysis February of this year.
So you realize, Melvin, that nothing I tell you takes the place of a physician or a medical professional, right?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
All right. Because what it's saying here is that there's something that you're either doing or something that you're in a habit of that's actually not benefiting your health. So it could be something as simple as not drinking enough water. It could be you eating too many carbs. There's something that you're doing that is not helping the process of you feeling more vital and better. So what this literally says is that it's not only the fact that you're dealing with dialysis and you're dealing with diabetes and you're dealing with all that. It's also whatever you're putting in your system that is contributing to you feeling less than vital, all right? So, you know, one of the things that I recommend to people, and again, nothing I tell you replaces a medical professional, but you might want to look up what's called the Japanese water cure on the internet. And what the Japanese water cure is that it basically boils down to that you drink the majority of your water when you wake up in the morning, all right? You're still drinking water throughout the day, but it's timed in such a way that it doesn't affect your digestion, okay? Because a lot of people drink a whole bunch of water when they're eating, and that actually affects the digestion, all right? So, but basically what the Japanese water cure is you wake up, and depending on whatever your ailment is, you drink the recommended amount of water within the first hour to hour and a half that you're awake. So the only thing you put in your system for the first hour or hour and a half that you're awake is water, all right? And it's usually specific water, like distilled water, not water that's got stuff added to it, literally just plain old H2O distilled water. It's 100% water. It has nothing added to it. And that you drink that for the first hour of the day. So you might want to look that up. But if your question is are you going to feel better, this is saying yes as soon as you start paying a little bit more attention to what you're taking into your body. So I hope that helps, Melvin. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Christopher.
Oh, hey, Christopher. What's your question for me today?
Mona, quite literally, I was woken up at 4:45 this morning from a dream that I had won $100 million.
Oh, my God.
My question is, what do I play at?
Okay, so I'm not that kind of psychic, because if I was, I wouldn't have to work for a living. So here's the thing. You know what's so funny?
Okay.
I have to tell you, I'll share this with us, with you and me. So I did this charity event a couple weeks ago. It's called Tiaras and Tequila. And every year we tend to raise a little bit more money than the last year. And so when I emailed the charity that I raised the money for, which was Help the Southern Nevada, I said, hey, I think we did particularly well at this event. And I said, my guesstimate is that we raised, and I gave him a figure. So when I got the confirmation back, the amount we raised was $2 more than the figure I, quote, guessed. All right. So every now and then I'm like right there in the ballpark. But what's so funny about your cards, Christopher, is that you have the best card in the whole deck. Now, I'm almost wondering if this $100 million thing is not connected with a casino in Vegas, that it may be connected with the lottery.
I'm open to it.
Okay. But here's the thing, is that you have the best card in the deck. So maybe Spirit was just sending you the message that there's more abundance than you're even aware of that's available to you. But the first card in your reading is the best card in the deck, and in traditional tarot, it's a card called the World. Then there's this card of you deciding what would make you happy. So if it was $100 million that would make you happy, which is more money than most people could spend in a lifetime, well, that's the figure. But if you realistically started to say to yourself, well, what would be my equivalent of $100 million, right? So if your equivalent of $100 million is, say, $10 million, because, you know, as long as you're relatively disciplined, $10 million can last most people for their whole life, right? So it's you deciding. I actually think that that's a message from the universe that you're getting some sort of windfall or some sort of big benefit coming your way. And then the rest of your cards are talking about you making you a priority. So if you got $10 million, are you in a place health-wise to actually be able to enjoy it and use it? Okay?
Yeah.
Because the first card talks about the best card in the deck. The last card in your reading talks about you making you a priority and putting you in the spotlight.
I get it.
So in other words,
in the dream, after I had won the money, I was just figuring out how to help other people with it.
Well, that's what most people would do. So have you ever read, I think it's Maslow's, is it Maslow's Pyramid of Self-Actualization? It's the Pyramid of Self-Actualization. And that, you know, the first level of the pyramid talks about survival. But the top level of the pyramid means that after you've gone through survival, after you've gone through self-sustaining, after you've gone through completing a certain level in your life, the point to everybody in their lifetime is to get to self-actualization. And self-actualization is that there's more than enough to be able to share, right? That compassion or giving becomes a choice, not a compulsion, right? And that when you get to a certain point, that giving becomes automatic, giving back becomes automatic. So that would be the thing. I would look up the Pyramid of Self-Actualization and read about that, because I think it's aligning with what's going on with you right now, Christopher.
Yeah, I definitely will do that. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 781 area code. Hello, 781. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
Hi, I'm in a new work environment, and I just wanted some advice or fair input on how to get along with everyone that works there.
So the biggest thing. Okay, first I'm going to recommend that you reread or read the book The Four Agreements. So if you haven't read it, I'm going to recommend that you read it. If you have read it, I want you to reread it again, because what I'm actually getting here is that you have this tendency to take things so personally that you you feel like people are out to get you, or you get a little off balance, all right, a little out of sorts, okay? What it's saying here is that this actually has this opportunity to be a brand new and fabulous beginning for you. And Laura, it's time for you to actually align with that. It's time for you to agree with that. So it means that you know, you don't go in thinking that that anyone is trying to hurt you or out to get you. The more you participate in the job, the better. But I want to tell you the recap of the four agreements are this. Always do your best, which I'm sure you do, all right? The next one is be impeccable with your word, which means you don't talk bad about yourself or anybody else, and you keep your promises. The next one in the four agreements is make no assumptions. Don't automatically assume that the people around you right now are don't like you or out to get you or whatever it is, all right? Don't assume that, all right? And the last one is, and the big one is, and the whole reason I want you to reread the book is, take nothing personally. This is not about you. They're trying to get to know you too. All you have to do is be polite. Lots of thank yous, lots of your welcomes, all right? All you have to do is be polite. According to what I'm seeing here is that this you feel better about this job by the end of June. So What kind of work are you doing these days, Laura?
Physical therapy.
Wow. Okay. So you realize that when you concentrate on the person right in front of you, that's the only person that's the most important. That's all. In other words, when you're concentrating on the person that is going through the physical therapy with you, that's the most important person in the room. And you ignore whatever everybody else is doing. Just ignore it. Be incredibly polite. And if for some reason in 3 weeks you don't like the job, find another job. Because people are hiring like crazy right now. I'm just saying, don't take nothing personally, but reread that book this weekend. Download it. It'll take you an hour to read it because you're that smart and you read that quick. But I just want you to apply those rules to your job, because as soon as you do that, everything starts to shift for you. All right, Laura, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Christina. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Hi.
What's your question?
My question is, two things. I woke up hearing we'd like you to create an online social media account. And I was thinking of this with having roommates come in to help me keep a roof over my head, because I chose not to raise my alimony so that I could truly be reborn and eventually get rid of it to let him off the hook. And so I'm thinking nurses or athletes from college to come here, and I'm hoping, do you see me being them coming by August? And that I'll be okay, otherwise I won't be able to stay here?
Actually,
or should I just focus?
Hold on.
Okay,
this,
go ahead.
What this says is that first and foremost, you've got to stay in complete control of your emotions and be disciplined, all right? That's first and foremost. You've got to treat everybody that comes to you like it is a legitimate business deal, okay? I'm just telling you, you've got to look at people that way. I also want you to have some sort of paperwork that they sign. I also want you to find a way to check their credit, all right, just to make sure that they're not losers. But, yes, I can see you posting at maybe you reach out to the hospital and see if there's a community bulletin board where you can actually say, you know, roommate wanted, You know, I would prefer that your roommates be women, not men at all. And what I'm getting here is that this is saying that you get a couple of roommates by July. So,
excellent.
So
I was thinking traveling nurses, maybe.
Traveling nurses would be great, except the only bad thing about traveling nurses is that they travel and that, you know, you might only get someone to stay for a month or 2 months. I actually like the idea better of you reaching out to some of the nursing schools.
Colleges?
Nursing schools. Literally reaching out to medical schools or nursing schools and say, I have a very quiet, lovely home. My rent would be $600 a month for, you know, full use to the house, your own bathroom, and a bedroom. Now, or maybe more, because right now rents are absolutely skyrocketing. And you, first of all, you want someone that has a career that is going to be able to afford the rent. And ultimately, it would be nice if your if the two roommates that you end up getting end up covering a good 3/4 of your monthly obligation for your payment.
Perfect. Because, well, not, don't think about doubling up like two twin beds to two rooms. Just keep it one person.
No, everybody wants their own privacy. Don't you dare make people be roommates. So what you
okay,
do
then
is
I
you
will
say,
nap.
Right. What you do is you put, I would put a double bed or a twin bed in each of the rooms so there's more space. Because if it's just one person, they don't necessarily need a big bed. They need a place to stay. They need a quiet, right? They need, you know, run
yes.
the kitchen, and that's going to work for them. So, all right, Christine, I think you got this. See
all
you
right,
later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings.
Bye. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.